sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Veterans Day to you. Today is Monday, November the 12th, 2007. Welcome to this edition of The American Awakening. Now, I have to tell you, as a lot of you know, if you listened to my show last Friday, I was going to take the day off today to take care of some, you know, clean up some loose ends, take care of some business, because I'm going to take a trip Thursday, and I wanted to, you know, get some of this stuff out of the way. But then I realized when I started doing that that there's a lot of stuff that isn't open today, so I couldn't get it done anyway. So I thought I'd just spend this day with you. And because it's Veterans Day, I'm going to dedicate my show today to all of those veterans out there who have fought so bravely in a number of different wars. I'm going to dedicate this show today to the people that are still active in the military, the ones that are over in Afghanistan, the ones that are over in Iraq, the ones that we want to come home so badly. And speaking of that, now, if you listen to Cash Flow before my show, James and John were making a commentary on Lions for Lambs, and I have to tell you, very respectfully to those two guys, I do not agree with them on Lions for Lambs. Yes, that film, I went and saw it Friday night. The film got terrible reviews. Supposedly it's a bomb. But the first thing that I realized is that in a film like that, there was a number of messages that were very craftily conveyed to the American public. And a lot of times, in a case when a movie like that, when somebody like Robert Redford or Meryl Streep, or these people that are anti-war, they won't take their normal salary for doing that film anyway. So, you know, the film grossed, I believe, a little over $6 million, probably between the two of them, with a distinct message that they were trying to convey. I would seriously doubt if that was even their salary, because they did this more out of belief than out of money. I could be wrong. But the second thing is this. I would recommend that anybody go see that movie, spend the money. It's well worth the price of a ticket, because it sends a lot of messages to anybody who's critically looking at this, and it tells us that these decisions, these political or these military decisions, a lot of times are based from the top on political aspirations as opposed to what's best for our troops, if you will. It also ties in very cleverly of how the media is complicit in this, and then it goes on to show how many lives are wasted because of these particular decisions and the complicity of the media and the political aspirations of these people who are making the decisions at top level. Now, yes, I'll agree there was probably a lot of that was left on the cutting room floor, but the reason for that is because these movies are screened before they ever hit the silver screen, if you will. They are reviewed, they are edited. There are people that look at this. I believe the CIA, I'm not certain about that, but the military industrial complex looks at these movies. And the movies are always one of the most important things that the military looks at is the military being looked at in a favorable light. And this movie does show in a favorable light the military, which I'm sure that's part of the reason why they let it go through. But anyway, there are messages in that for a person who is critically thinking, a person who has concerns about the war, and it tells you about why we're in it, how we got in it, and gives you questions about what we should do about it. We'll be back after the break with my guest, Elder. Today, he is a military disabled veteran, and he's going to talk to us, spend the day with us, and we're going to dedicate this to all the veterans. Be back in three. Have a good show for you, folks. Stick with me.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with this Veterans Day tribute to the veterans. The Burke Hale Memorial, folks. For those of you who haven't heard of it, the American Veterans Association is a network of caring friends providing a hand up and financial freedom for veterans needing assistance and helping servicemen stay connected with family and friends. A hand up, not a handout, but a hand up, folks. Now, this guest I have coming up, Elder, is a disabled military veteran. He makes humanitarian efforts to help out veterans. And I know all of you know that you can, you know, at least for me, I can't drive down the street, go down the freeway without seeing one of these poor guys, missing limbs or whatever, that is standing beside the freeway asking for help. And part of it has to do with the treatment that they get when they come out. There's more homeless veterans per se than I believe all other walks of homeless people. But I'm not going to ramble on here. I'm going to bring Elder up. Elder, are you with me?
Yes. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. I'm fine, thank you. And I'm doing very well today. Beautiful day here in Georgia. Very grateful for all the many blessings that I've been given and try to always extend that to everyone, despite all of these things that look so very gloomish and doomish these days, that there's a lot to be thankful for. And I appreciate this opportunity to be able to speak out for veterans today on this Veterans Day.
Well, what I'd like for you to do is tell the folks a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in what you're doing, and you know, tell us some of the efforts, the humanitarian efforts that are being made here regarding our veterans, Elder.
All right. Well, I'll state first that I give credit to my family. Family has always come first in my life, and I've been very fortunate to have family. And my father, Burke Hale, nominated for Who's Who, laid the groundwork for me and my thinking and how I lived my life. And I'm trying to follow in his footsteps. No, by no means can I fill his shoes, but it all started with him teaching me and explaining things to me. And always telling me to get involved, to make a difference. And he was a Korean conflict veteran on the USS Agerholm during the Korean conflict. Went up one of the rivers there in Korea, totally against some orders. his ship was wanting to get the job done, and as we many of us know, that seems to be a tendency to not to get the job done. So he was on a tin can going up one of the rivers there in North Korea. So the USS Agerholm was the first ship to dock, American ship to dock, military ship to dock in Hong Kong during that conflict as well, or at all for that matter, the first ship. So my father, thank God for him, God rest his soul, got me started with all of this, Michael, and I'm trying to follow in his footsteps. And what we're trying to do, Michael, is address a lot of things at one time, try to galvanize, focus on what we need to do. One of the things that I'm looking at with this is the Commonwealth instead of the common stealth. Seems like people are quite confused on what to do and what's going on, and a lot of things seem to be hidden from us. So the Commonwealth is what I'm looking at, and remembering the old ancient Commonwealth of long, long time ago, where people were considering the common well-being, which is what Commonwealth means, is common well-being. And our common well-being right now, we're finding that by and large we're being left to our own. And it's coming full circle. We've made some very poor decisions in the past, putting too much stock into a corporation that took over 140 years ago after the war between the states that's virtually has taken over the country and given us, trying to feed us a semblance of civility and civil law and rule. And this corporation has by and large taken over and duped everyone. Doesn't matter what color, what race, religion you are. Everyone involved has been duped by these people and continue to do so. So what we're trying to do is focus on coming out of that, coming out of the world, so to speak, and getting involved with the Commonwealth. Now, the interface to deal with that, Michael, is FreeWaves. FreeWaves.tv is one of the websites. It's the interface for dealing with communications for a Commonwealth, and also the means for redistribution of funding and provisions to help people like the veterans. The American Veterans Association is just one of several philanthropic endeavors that is utilizing the FreeWaves plan to get this information out to people and to distribute funds and provisions to people in need. One of the things we're doing with the American Veterans Association right now, we have a program called the Unknown Soldiers Program, because most of our veterans, as it appears, that they feel like they're not known, they're, you know, being recognized, that people don't care, either because they're overburdened by the same things that the veterans are, and the public at large, or people have just... because people are just desensitized and drugged, you know, taking medications for one thing or another, or anxiety or depression. People have just become so desensitized. Maybe that's the reason, but the veterans are feeling like being left out of the loop, and they are the backbone. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for veterans. So with the Unknown Soldiers Program, what we're doing is we're making donations in the name of veterans that we don't know who they are at this moment, but we are looking for them so that we these unknown soldier positions in the outreach plan with Free Waves, these positions will be filled with real people, their names, their address, where they live, or how we can contact them. And right now, we're in the process of doing that. We understand that we have veterans that are living in cardboard boxes in our area here in the southeast. And as you mentioned earlier, they're out, you see them out in the streets, they're living anywhere they can. So one of the things we're going to be doing is we've already got 49 positions with the $30 donations already made because people wanted to make to start doing something, whether we knew the names of these individuals or not. We just called it Unknown Soldier 1, 2, 3, etc., all the way up to 49, and we'll continue to do that. When that gets filled up, we'll do another 49. So until then, we find them, we call them Unknown Soldier, and that gets them into a program wherein these veterans get a hand up, not a handout. We appreciate all the ribbons and the magnets and stuff that people put out, and all the things that you folks are doing out there. But there's something else more that you can do, and we'll be talking about that more later in more details after I share a little bit of more about the situation that we're in here. That's by and large is it's affecting us all. And when you see the backbone of America, which is our veterans, in the field, active duty right now, those that are out of the service and retired, wherever they may be, these are the folks that have stood the gap and gave their lives, put their lives up for all of us here at home. And when you see what's happening to them, you can see pretty much what's soon on its way or in the process of being that's happening to you. That is, you're being used. Now, I have this motto: I may be used, but I'm not used up. So I'm staying on that. And one of the things we're going to do with these programs with the American Veterans Association through the Free Waves Outreach Mission Plan and the Commonwealth in general is provide an opportunity for everyone to get involved. The people that do get involved and have already gotten involved are being rewarded. Hundreds and thousands of dollars already have been sent out in rewards to people that have assisted us in spreading the word and in helping our membership grow with Free Waves Outreach Mission. But one of the issues, Michael, right now it concerns me very much is that 25%, at least 25% of all the homeless in America right now is veterans. About 44,000 to 64,000 veterans are classified as chronically homeless. They're homeless for long periods of time or repeatedly. Other veterans, nearly 468,000, are experiencing severe housing cost burden or paying more than half their income for housing, and that puts them at high risk for homelessness too. And a lot of these rates, the burdens of the housing costs were highest in like Rhode Island, California, Nevada, Hawaii, but Washington, D.C. had the highest rate. That's what we've seen in research so far. Some veterans are in the catch-22 position. They're not able to find a job because of the lack of an apartment or any place to live, and not being able to get an apartment because they don't have a job. Now, whether you are a homeless veteran or not, you may be in that position yourself. There's a lot of weird things that are going on with jobs these days. They do credit reports. I had another veteran tell me the other day, he said, "Elder, they've hit my credit report so many times that now my credit report looks bad. So that's a red flagging my application for where I apply. I keep applying for work and they hit their credit report. It gets to look worse and worse simply by the hitting of the credit report." So all of these different issues are trying to find work and they find themselves in these positions. And then on top of that, we've got this issue where there's this secret numbering code on the DD-214s, and it red flags our veterans too.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We have to take a break here, Elder, but I'd like for you to expound on that a little bit with the DD-214 when we get back. Got a lot more, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Elder, and we'll be back in three. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. My guest is Elder Hale, and we're talking about the veterans. This is a tribute to the veterans, our veterans that have fought and died, the ones that have come home disabled, the ones that are still there. The military that is still there. At any rate, we were speaking about the DD-214, Elder. Go ahead and go into that a little bit for us, if you would.
All right. There's a website that really just rips this up really good. There's a link, of course, on the BurkHale.com website, BurkHale.com, which is the website for the Burke Hale Memorial American Veterans Association. You can click on that link, and it'll take you to a video, a Google video, that goes into a lot of detail on this, Michael. And there's also another website there. It's injusticeexposed.org. And you can find out a lot more info there. It has to do with some research done by Edwin H. Crosby III, a Vietnam veteran, who explains the secret code on the 26 million veterans DD-214s forms and how it's used against veterans.
In what capacity is it used against them, Elder?
Well, I mean, there's a number. When you go in to apply for jobs, many times if you've been in the military, they'll require to see your DD-214. When they look at the DD-214, a lot of the older ones have this S code on there. This S code is looked at by the employer And this S code will give information that tells about the veteran, whether the veteran doesn't know about it at all. Well, now he does. He's finding out. But this discloses information that makes this veteran, in most cases, look like someone that is not going to be a hireable person.
Well, you know, to me, that sounds like a covert discrimination.
That's exactly what it is.
So the government literally lets these employers know that there is a secret code that they can go in with this code, evidently go into some website and find out all about this veteran and decide whether they wish to hire him or not? Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, they know what the different codes mean. Apparently, the employers have a guide that comes that they can look at and see what this code stands for. Now, this is on a lot of the older DD-214s. Now, a lot of this has been replaced with new codes. We're in the process of trying to find out what these new codes are and what they mean. But it's, you know, a lot like people are finding out these days that their records with the IRS or the CIA or FBI can look up and find out that they happen to be a drug dealer, whether they know it or not. You know, all this fictitious information that's being put in these records that is sealed up somewhere in Washington, D.C., and you don't have a clue what it is unless you investigate and find out what it is. But the information being used.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I mean, I did a Freedom of Information Act request on my own master file from the IRS years ago, and they had a code in there of which when it was decoded, when I had it decoded, I found out that they had me down as transporting aviation fuel. And another one in there about working in transporting coal or something like that. It was absolutely ridiculous. But evidently they're cross-sectioning this and they're putting these codes in on the DD-214s with the military. And now would you say, Elder, that this, well, obviously it's by design. I mean, are they literally, you know, deliberately discriminating against these veterans that come back because they don't want them to secure, wholesome employment?
Absolutely. It's not unusual for those of us who are like you and others that are listening, people that listen to this broadcast, that that veterans, by and large, have been used by this corporation, U.S. Inc., that was established during the Reconstruction era for whatever reasons they want. They don't have no problems with experimenting on them, doing all kinds of weird things with vaccinations. I've talked to veterans that have had over 260 inoculations. There's lumps underneath their skin. They feel just totally weirded out and strange and have these swings of health all the time because these vaccines have God only knows what among them, thimerosal and other toxic substances that are causing illness in the veterans. So they don't have no problem with sequestering them. Now, look at here, in the job placement market. Now, you know, right now, there are some veterans organizations that I'm not going to mention any names, but they're actually recommending these veterans go in and to the VA and see about getting designated with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Which they're viewing as a pre-existing condition. So it's really not doing them any good. It's actually doing them more harm because what this is, it's giving them a certain incompetency marker.
Right. And both on the DD-214 in the code, also with this legislation that they've put in as far as, you know, anybody with PTSD or psychological evaluations cannot possess a gun. I mean, and this is detrimental to the veterans.
Absolutely. It's setting them up. If you're going to tear down an infrastructure of a people, you've got to get to the people that would stand up against you first. You've got to deal with those that are bold enough, that's going to stand up and brave enough to wield something to stop you from coming in and raping their family.
We've got to take a break. Hold that thought. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Elder Hale. Got more for you. Stick with us.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back with the American Awakening. My guest, Elder Hill, and for those of you, Elder had mentioned, this corporation of the United States. For those of you who don't know, indeed, this is a corporation, and I would refer you, anybody that wants to go into Google, check out 28 U.S. Code, Section 3002, and you will read in there that indeed the United States is a corporation. Okay, back to where we were. Go ahead, Elder, continue on with this. These guys have been ostracized, and they come back from active duty. They get into a situation where they've got a code on their DD-214. They're evidently the employers know what is depicted in that code, but the veteran himself does not know what's depicted in the code. So they're further discriminated against, and you've got this situation where, from the time, they put their labor, they put their passion, they put their love, they go in there in a belief that they are defending this, what is supposed to be a republic. They put their lives on the line. A lot of them come back disabled. They come out with PTSD. They come back with arms and legs blown out. They come back with brain injuries. And from the point of when they get back on American soil, then they're ostracized. They're treated like subhumans. They're actually discriminated against covertly, to where they're unable to even. In other words, they're making it even more difficult for them to function in society, and this is abominable.
Indeed it is. One of the things that the listeners may or not be aware of, Michael, is that many of these veterans are coming back very, very sick because of, I mentioned the vaccines, I think.
Right, but you're going right to depleted uranium now, I'm sure.
Depleted uranium is what I'm going right straight for now. You know, these guys are coming home and they're having cancer. They have cancer. And their children, we've seen some statistics up to 65% of the veterans that are coming back from Gulf War, their children are deformed because they have depleted uranium in them. We've got over 1.6 million permanently disabled American veterans coming back.
And let me insert this. The United States government is denying that there is any derogatory effects from depleted uranium. The RAND Corporation, I believe, also NIST, I'm not sure about that, but I know the RAND Corporation has done a study, and basically their findings were that, you know, you could put it on your pancakes in the morning. It doesn't hurt you. To coin a phrase. But with that, the government is in total denial over that. By your assertion, there's 1.6 million of these guys coming back. I have a gentleman that's a friend of mine that lives right here in the apartment complex that is suffering from those very same effects, and they deny it even exists. They don't give him any treatment for it. It's atrocious. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. The 1.6 million, it's actually over 1.6, and this is government figures that was released within the last month. Yes, the DU is definitely some bad stuff. We've got a nuclear war going on, whether they want to admit to it or not. But if they admit to it, which we know, they're not going to admit that we've got a nuclear war going on because of the depleted uranium. Forget the fact that, there's all kinds of evidence showing that they send in people in certain areas regarding depleted uranium with stuff, talking about it, having to use special suits to prepare this stuff. And we got this stuff going and being dispersed in the air all over the place over there. I got some questions and comments for people about depleted uranium, You want to ask, why did the U.S. military develop shells armed with depleted uranium, and did they fully investigate the potential health hazards from these weapons? That's a good question for everybody. Where did this all begin?
Well, I'll tell you what, from my limited research on this, they developed it because it's more solid than lead, and it's cheaper, and it's basically a waste product that they can deliver into somebody else's backyard.
Indeed, that's exactly right. They began arming, the tanks, the artillery, and the machine gun shells with depleted uranium back in the 1980s. DU is a chemically toxic heavy metal that emits low levels of alpha radiation. Its extreme density and pyrophoric nature enables it to punch. Like you were saying, it punches right on through and it burns its way through. Conventional armor. That's why it works, and the term depleted is really a misnomer, since DU contains about 60% of the radioactivity found in natural uranium. But they've looked at the reason why, instead of using the titanium, you said it, it's less expensive. But the bottom line is that these guys are coming home, they're bringing it with them, it's affecting their families back home. Their families are becoming casualties. And they don't want to accept the burden of this casualty that's being brought home. Halliburton has been over there. Well, you've probably already seen the video of the guy that worked with Halliburton that was checking all the water. Over 99% of the water containers, some 60-some-odd water containers for the guys and gals over there in Iraq, was polluted with all kinds of bacteria and amoeba and stuff swimming around in there. The guy was literally in tears over what he saw. These guys are getting sick. They're bringing that back home, guys and gals, to their spouses, to their family, to their children. They don't want to accept it, the collateral damage that is being done right here at home from the depleted uranium, from the mishandled private contractors that are involved. That's it. That's it right there in a nutshell, Michael.
And in your estimation, Elder, and this gentleman I mentioned that lives in the apartment complex, he's—I don't want to say he's not quite right, but it's obviously, you know, the war has had an effect on him. He's on medication constantly. He's constantly, every Monday and every Friday, he's going in and being checked. And he sat here with one night, and he was telling me his symptoms and telling me things that were going on within his body. And what fascinated me is I said, you know, that sounds to me like you have depleted uranium poison. And he said, what's that? He didn't even know what it was, and he was there. So a lot of these soldiers are literally ignorant of the facts because the military does not tell them. In your experience, do you find a lot of that?
Oh, yeah. A lot of these guys don't have a clue about the vaccines. You know, I've talked to them about the vaccines because I'm definitely a person that advocates the non-use of these poisons being used in the body. And these guys have been inoculated with over 260 inoculations with this nastiness all in it. And this is being pumped into their body. This is before they got involved in Iraq with depleted uranium. We're talking about Vietnam veterans. Even back into that time, these guys are being shot up with all kinds of stuff, experiments going on. So, but yes, indeed, Michael, a lot of these guys don't have a clue. They're going in trusting, okay? They're going in trusting. Now, when I went in the service, I went and I volunteered. I just barely missed the Vietnam draft, graduating in 1973. But when I went in the service, I volunteered. I didn't have a clue, and I trusted. I went in and trusted these guys were telling me the truth. And, you know, I'm serving my country. I'm doing the right thing. And, you know, I still don't think the guys, you know, these are our backbone. You know, I don't want to say that these guys should forget about military endeavors and careers and these sort of things because we need them. And they need us. But the thing about it is, they're being lied to. And, you know, the problem is, it's not being in the military, it's the people that's controlling the military, Michael. That's where it all boils down.
Right, it's the military-industrial complex. I understand that. But from your perspective now, again, you volunteered. You went in there trusting the government was telling you the truth. So through your journey from that point to this, Elder, what have you found in light of the fact of, you know, the things that are told to you, the experiences that you've had, the people that you've seen, the veterans that you've been, you know, helping? If I were asked the question today, or if I asked you the question today, Elder, do you still trust that this government is telling you the truth? What would be your reply?
Absolutely not. When we have to have private, corporate, I call them mercenaries, securing the military, looking over our shoulders, that right there scares the dickens out of me. If I was in the field right now, that would scare the dickens out of me when I've got somebody looking over my shoulder, watching the road for me, and it's not my buddies that I know what's going on with. That scares me right there.
And those people have immunity. We're talking about Blackwater, and as Bill from Idaho so eloquently stated when he called into the show the other day, he's also got a group up there called, I think it's Backup. These Blackwater mercenaries are being trained at several different locations here in the United States. They're being paid 3 to 10 times as much as the military soldier is being paid, and they're being granted immunity for what they're doing. It's a complete shadow army that's being built by the military-industrial complex, and they have no oversight. And I'm sure you know it wasn't more than, what was it, about 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks ago that there was 23 Iraqis, I believe, that were killed by these Blackwater mercenaries. And Nouri al-Maliki, the Iraqi prime minister, wanted them out. He wanted them out right now. And not only did the government refuse to take them out, but the Congress also granted an additional, I believe it was, I can't remember the figure, but they granted them an additional contract. So that just goes to show you that Nouri al-Maliki has no control over there. He's a total puppet of the powers that be that are controlling this administration. We've got a shadow army, if you will, that is over there, you know, amongst our soldiers that are over there. Our soldiers that are over there now went over there on a lie. based on WMDs and so forth. They're over. They're now caught in this quagmire. They're serving three, four, five tours of duty because, you know, they have to do that as opposed to implement a draft because they know what kind of a backlash that the American people would give if they reinstituted the draft. I mean, this is a mess, Elder. It's an absolute mess. Would you agree?
Absolutely, Michael. I would agree 100%. But I'd like to offer some hope in the closing part of your broadcast today with what we're trying to do with the American Veterans Association. And, folks, I hope you do really get this in your head. Help us out. We need some help. And if you help with the program the way that it's been designed, you will find yourself being helped like people already are. There are already people that are receiving money in their mailbox because they're helping us out. You can do the same. You can find that this will help you. It might pay a light bill, might pay rent, whatever it is, groceries, by your helping through this incredibly unique program. The way that it is designed, it's already set in stone the way that it redistributes the money that's coming in. It's automatically earmarked. It's going to go somewhere. It's already in the plan. And one of the things that we're doing for veterans, we're trying to focus on the homeless veterans and the disabled veterans mostly, Michael. But those guys that are out there that are not disabled or homeless and are still needing to, or have some, still physically able to work, we're also working on helping those veterans to find work and training. One of the things that we're helping them with training on right now is that we have a system that is being applied on automobiles right now. They're getting over 100 miles per gallon. We had on a radio broadcast last week the technician who had just put one of these units on a 1996 Toyota Corolla and went from 35 miles per gallon to 109 miles per gallon.
Now, let me insert here. Is this that thing I've been hearing something about with this hydrogen unit, or is it
several? There's several hydrogen unit products out there on the market, Michael. And it's the technology's there. The problem is that they haven't addressed the issues with the computer. And I've been doing alternative energy research for many, many years too with exotic technologies. And finally, somebody's got it figured out because the computers on the vehicles are made in such a way that all the things that you can do once you get to a certain point above 10%, right around there, you start getting more efficiency. The computer on the car automatically starts pumping more fuel. So it's designed in, just like these numbers on the DD214s. So this is just one of the things we're doing. We're teaching the mechanics how to install these things. That's just one of the things that we're doing. But for those that are disabled, even severely disabled, we're providing, we've already got positions filled, as I was speaking about earlier in the program, where they can get involved simply with the program, and all they're doing is sharing the word, passing it on, so that our membership grows, and as it continues to grow, the abundance grows with the Commonwealth through the FreeWaves interface plan.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Well, I was going to mention, folks, go into www.freewaves.com. That's FreeWaves. And I was reading on here, and it
says Michael, that's freewaves.tv.
TV, I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay.
Freewaves.tv, you're right. I'm looking at it, and I'm still saying .com.
Okay.
At any rate, I'm reading here, and it says Freewaves TV, for all of you aspiring, actors out there, is looking for volunteer news anchors. They're looking for hosts. They're looking for actors, producers, cameramen, et cetera, for the Freewaves TV channel. And you can contact Elder at 706-937-7379. If you'd like to donate some of your time and you think you have some talent, give them a call. I'll tell you what, you had mentioned, towards the end of my show, I don't know, did I mention to you that my show is 2 hours? I didn't mention that, did I?
Yes, I was understanding that maybe I might be on the second hour, right now.
Well, you're on as long as you want to be on.
Oh, okay.
So at any rate, I'm going to open up the phone lines here. I've already got a caller on the line. Let's take some calls. You want to?
Sure.
Elder. 800-313-9443 is the call in line, folks, and you're free to call in with questions, stories, comments for my guest, Elder Hill. And let's go to Les from Tennessee. Les, you're on with Michael and Elder. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike and Elder.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, am I there? Okay. Well, I just I was listening to your radio show here, and I remembered something. It helped me out a whole lot. Yeah, there was a radio show not too long ago. Somebody had a retired Air Force nurse on there, and mm-hmm. she was discussing, you know, people that are coming back from the Gulf War and stuff with the depleted uranium problems. What at that given time, my son was in the Navy, and he had been doing some training as a rescue swimmer out in Fallon, Nevada, and he came down with colitis. And, well, basically, she gave me the best information that I could have given him was when he came down with this colitis, they took him off the flight duty, obviously, and they tried to, you know, get him out of the Navy. And what she told me to do is don't let him out. Tell them the only way to get out of that is get a medical discharge.
Right. I'll tell you what, hold on with us. Les, hold on. Hold that thought. We'll continue with it. I'll hold you over until after the break.
Sure.
Michael Herzog of the American Awakening with my guest, Elder Hill. I've got Les on the line talking about this nurse, and we'll hear more of that when we get back. Be back in three. Stick with us. We've got a whole another hour, and the phone lines are open. Be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Elder Hale. And I've got Les from Tennessee on the line. Les, I want to ask you, how are you listening to RBN today?
There's somebody's got a micro broadcasting station up here somewhere.
Oh, I see.
He plays it all the time. So I'm sitting here on the board listening to it.
You're not on one of the, on the top of one of those mountains near a rest stop, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I live in a small rural town in West Tennessee.
Well, we're finding out that these things are popping up all over the place. God bless them. And, you know, our listening audience is growing exponentially, which is, you know, it's very exciting for us. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you listening. But anyway, continue with your thought there regarding what you were talking about.
Yeah, my thought is the nurse that was on there on your station or on the broadcast, and that this has been about a year ago, and she told me that that base that my son was at in Fallon, Nevada, was the most contaminated military base in the country because it basically is a bomb range. And she said he was probably exposed to depleted uranium out there. And she was on her broadcast, she was talking about entire tank crews, kids coming back from Iraq that had serious heart problems, holes in their heart and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of heart disease. And basically, a lot of them, the military tries to get them out. And she told me, she said, the best thing you can do is tell them to stick it out, go through the process, and there is a process, and stick it out and go through it and get a medical retirement. Because what that does, once you get a medical retirement at least 30% or greater, then you get the benefits of their retirement insurance, the TRICARE, which you don't have to use the VA, and you also get a portion of your salary when you were in the government. And so he went through the process. They tried to get him out and let him go through the VA stuff, and he said no. He said he just went through, and he ended up in front of a medical review board in Washington, D.C., himself and another officer. They gave him a JAG officer to go with him. And he went through the whole business and got out with that, a medical retirement, which it doesn't hurt him on his DD-214. But long term, he gets, he'll have the medical insurance for life. And he gets a medical retirement. He gets a disability check from the government and from the VA.
But correct me if I'm wrong here, and I'll let you comment as well, Elder. Are they not? I mean, they're denying, literally, that he has any depleted uranium poisoning.
Well, he never got to the depleted uranium. He stuck with the medical diagnosis of colitis. They didn't, because colitis is nobody knows what causes it. It's a virus. They don't know what causes it, but the nurse told me that chances are that this virus, a normal healthy kid could knock this stuff off, but depleted uranium attacks your immune system. And if his immune system was down at some point, it could have easily got into his system.
So I believe that depleted uranium really attacks the DNA at its core.
She had indicated it attacks your immune system, which causes anything to go after you, and
right.
That's what she was saying. But okay. My point is that I think what needs to be put out to these people is that the guys in the military, when you come back, if you're hurt, if you're sick, when you come back, don't let them just discharge you. Go through the process. Because that's the
good
only
point.
Way you're going to get any good help. Because once you go into the VA system, if anybody that's ever been into the VA system, I mean, it's just atrocious.
No, it's designed to deprive you of benefits. Elder, do you want to comment real quick? Elder, are you with me?
I'll be glad to comment after the break, Michael.
Okay.
Is the break coming up?
Yeah, we got a break coming up, about 30 seconds here.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this before the break. Well, as we're leading up to the break, stay with it. Fight them all the way up there. Oh, colitis is when depleted uranium affects the entire body. And when the whole body gets attacked, then it's going to wind up in the gut.
All right, thank you for the call, Les. I appreciate your input.
Okay.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Elder Hale. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Extending your gas mileage, and the phone lines will be open, folks. Be right back.